from Outback.
Okay. Thank you for hearing me and listening to the difference there. My name is Harlan McLaughlin, and I live on the Unsavory Road. And before I start, I'd like to preface my comments with a quick story that is very relevant and explains my point. At one time, I found myself as a commander of a lot of people in the military, hundreds and hundreds of people, and I was responsible for the care and feeding and jailing and everything for these people. One of the things that I was responsible for was taking care of administrative records. When the military, if they don't like you, they can redline you. That means you're never going to get promoted as long as you have that red line on your name. I had a guy in my unit that came to me who was redlined for the highest listed position, the chief master sergeant, redlined, couldn't do it. I contacted his people. They couldn't get back to me with real specifics. The guy came in, gave me a wonderful story. And I thought in my capacity as a commander and my experience that, well, he probably has seen the light of day, turned over a new leaf or whatever. So I removed him from the red line. I took his red line off his name. He got promoted, and he was a pain in my butt, literally, for the rest of the time I was at the Lackland. And I wished every day that I had not done that. I wished every day that I had contacted and waited for the package to come in. I wished every day that I was in the Air Force, and I wish every day up to this point, because it was a moral failure on my part to do that, and I'm very embarrassed. Now, coming to today, I suggest that we refuse the request. Because of this, our system is based on trust. And we have to be able to trust the applicant to do what they tell us they're going to do. We're not going to go down there and check for dust. We have to trust them that they're going to handle it. They have shown that they can't be trusted. I'm sure they told the Portsmouth officials the same thing. They said, oh, hey, we'll be good tenants. We'll take care of it. Don't worry. Well, good tenants get their lease renewed. I don't have any tenants, but I've heard that. And people learn from these guys' bad behavior. We need, this has to count for something. Your permanent record has to count for something. If they wouldn't comply with the law in New Hampshire, why do we think they will comply with the law in Searsport? If their day-to-day practices are in violation of law, as in Portsmouth, if their day-to-day practices are in violation of the law, as they were in Portsmouth, we do not have to grant them a permit. I suggest that we don't. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Harlan.